This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
During the break, I put up the Junkies Poll of the Day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can is only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. The poll is about what we're discussing. If the RFK site means no tailgating, is that a no-go for you? I'm interested to see where the results end up. The choices are no tailgating, that means no to RFK.
Okay.
Or still want the stadium at RFK. 800-636-1067. Want to hear from you. What would you prefer? See, I think I'm an outlier because I'm not a big drinker at this point.
Right.
I don't need the tailgating scene. We've all seen the development here around Nationals Park.
Mm-hmm.
That's different. Football's different. I get it. It's a different culture. But I think that the setup they have here where they have a bunch of bars to go to and they have that bullpen area where you could have a concert, people on stage. We were on that stage with a small community of fans. Now it's not going to be, you know, 5,000, but you can have a couple thousand there. Easy. We had that for the sale of the team, right? I like that setup. To me, it seems cleaner than the tailgating scene, which makes the parking lot a total mess. Just when I had to park, when I went to the Commanders, I went to two Commanders games this year, just parking, getting in that area is such a fiasco. Like half my trip was driving from Gaithersburg to Landover, and then half my trip was the last mile.
Well, you got to get in there early, JP. You can't just pull up an hour before the game starts and think you're going to just navigate around all the tailgaters who are tossing footballs. They've got all their stuff spread out over multiple parking spots.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying I have no problem.
Yeah.
I would vote in this poll. I still would prefer the RFK site, even if it meant no tailgating.
I'm a little torn. Like, tailgating is, it's fun. It's super fun. And you don't have to get hammered to enjoy a tailgate. Like, when I go and tailgate with my kids at College Park, I'm not there drinking 10 beers. I drink a beer or two, maybe three, head to the game. Like, it's more like just a communal thing. Like, you're hanging out with people that you haven't seen for a while.
Yeah.
You're seeing, like, kids that your kids go to school with, that you're catching up with them. Like, I understand the community part, but I also understand just wanting to show up and park and go in, grab something on the way in, and then going in and watching the game and not having to deal with lugging your grill and bringing all the materials that you need and cleaning up. Like, I can see both sides.
People love that.
I know.
So where would you vote? You see both sides, but you have to vote.
If I had to vote, like,
I'm going to give you a fairgrounds. They're giving you 52 acres of recreational space, right? And there's going to be food trucks and there's going to be bars. It's going to be kind of like the national setup.
This will upset Tailgate Ted. I would vote for give me the RFK site, punt tailgating away.
Yeah. Fish bucks.
Tailgate, love it.
So you're going to stay in Landover.
Tailgate sure, absolutely. Guy.
Hey, you went to Landover.
Look,
this
the
year.
Last thing I want to do is come into the city to watch a game.
Right.
If I could be in the suburbs, I'd rather be out there.
You're a suburbs guy.
Yeah.
Right now, early voting is close to 50-50. So vote at Junks Radio.
That's what I thought.
Right now, we'll
be.
Go back to the phones.
All right, let's go to Jim in Tyson's. Jim, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Good morning. I absolutely love you guys' show. Really enjoy it.
Thank you.
And also, I love the different perspectives. I'll rattle off quickly. 49-year season ticket holder, gone through a series of family members. I support the tailgating. I'll tell you really quickly why. It's not just the right to enjoy it. It also brings out a certain fan that has a tie to the history of the Redskins Commanders. And also, I'm a more of a blue-collar guy. So I enjoy that experience. And also, when you mentioned the Nationals, I'm not a youth drinker either. I don't find the Nationals experience. I can go to a beer truck at McLean Days, you know what I mean, or a food truck. That doesn't get me excited to go in and scream for my team. So I may be on that side of it, but I definitely would like to have the experience where the fan is a little bit more Buffalo Bills than LA Rams.
Appreciate the insight. Okay. Look, it's a different sport. It's a different culture. Baseball, you've got 81 home games.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I think tailgating exists in football is there's so few home games. Mm-hmm.
They're special.
College football,
it's a special
event. You know, six home games maybe.
Right.
Seven home games if you're lucky.
Yep.
And pros now it's 8-9 if you're lucky now with the 17 game season. So yeah, it's a bigger event.
All right, let's go to Raphael. Raphael, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
What's up?
Well, I'd rather have a tailgating, Jerry, too. I'm handicapped, and knowing that, I like to eat my taco and my jalapeno poppers, chill and relax, listen to music, talk to the guys by my Rami. I'm always in the parking lot by 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning, so I'm ready to go tailgating and meet the crowd and meet the people I see.
Well, what if they open the area and they have a food truck and they have picnic tables out there?
Well, I'm not going to pay for more food, more money. There's more money I'll at least be spending. That's the logical thing. I'm spending my money on the season tickets.
Gotcha.
Now I got to spend more money on food?
Right. Understood. Okay. All right. Thanks, Raphael. Appreciate the call. 800-636-1067. Where do you stand on the potential of no tailgating because of limited space if the Commanders wind up moving back to the RFK site?
I just want to point out that the Vikings, who are this is being compared to, because they have a downtown stadium and very limited parking that is not in underground or in garages, constantly, and again, just a week ago, won number one in the NFL for best game day experience for fans.
Right.
And they have zero tailgating.
Okay.
Where do they go?
They have food trucks and they have a setup.
Communal places to go.
Yeah.
Either outdoor, indoors, different places, everyone gets together.
Right.
I think in my opinion, it's a little bit overblown as a deal breaker.
Okay.
They're going to take care of you. You're going to have fun. You just may not have your own grill.
You'll have options. Of course. It just won't be bringing your 9 Yeti coolers and your charcoal grill.
You're probably going to have to spend more money.
Right. All right, let's go to Lewis.
But it's a different vibe if you're one of these people that have like these big tailgates.
Yeah.
Because the previous caller who was lamenting, well, it's a way that I kind of get together with a certain group of friends. Well, you can at a bar.
Right.
Right? You can at a fairgrounds. You just might not have a big tailgate like Tailgate Ted has.
You just have to pivot. You're going to have to pivot somehow.
Yes.
Let's go to Lewis. He's calling in from Richmond. Lewis, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
What's up, man?
What's up?
Love listening to you guys. Listen to you guys for a while. Look,
this
is a deal breaker for me. I'm coming up from Richmond. This might even make me sell my season ticket, get rid of my season tickets. We love the tailgate experience. We come up, six of us. We come up, 2.5-hour drive. It's about the experience. Friends come up. They're like, hey, what lot are you in? We want to tailgate with you. So I'm with Tailgate Ted on this one. Stay in the stadium. You get a food truck. You know, you got to pay for that. I could bring up my own beer, my own hot dogs, hamburgers, things like that. But we go in the stadium, too, and eat. 2 o'clock for a 1 o'clock game, 2 o'clock, you're eating in the stadium. You're hungry again. You're drinking beer. So if you take away the tailgate experience, it's going to be make me rethink my tickets.
So you'd rather them stay in Landover, build the new stadium there, if the experience stays the same, versus come downtown to D.C.?
Yes. Look, we went to Philly. I went, me and all six of us that have our season tickets that come up to every game, we went to the Eagles game, and we tailgated there. They throw an awesome tailgate. The fans hackle you to death, but it's an awesome it's a great experience. I think you take away that experience. And look, 4 years ago when we were getting blown out, that's all you have to look forward to is the tailgate. You go into the game,
it's a good
the
point.
Team's 4-12.
Right.
You know, this is what you look forward to is the tailgate, and then you go out to the parking lot in the third quarter and just go tailgate
again.
Right. Right, you get double tailgate. Yeah, so. Thanks, Lewis.
Yeah,
appreciate you listening in Richmond, man. Thanks for the call.
I do think if Josh Harris hears the sentiment from many fans, he'll be receptive to it.
I mean, he'll certainly listen. And look, maybe there is a way to have limited tailgates at the new spot. Like, it wouldn't be like at Northwest Stadium, because I think they have they have 100 acres of parking around the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not going to have that, but maybe there would be, I don't know, maybe you carve out 10 or 15 acres as just a tailgate lot. I don't know. There has to be some sort of solution, I would think.
They'll figure it out.
Yeah. 800-636-1067 is the number. We're taking your calls about the news that there's potentially no tailgating at the new RFK site if that's where the Commanders wind up moving and building their new stadium. Let's go to Chase. He's calling in from D.C. What's up, Chase?
Hey, how you doing?
I just wanted to say,
like, if there's a way we could do it like Baltimore, because, like, they have the best of, like, three worlds. You go out to the bars. They have, like, the other stuff, like the thing about doing at RFK, and they have the tailgating, in the city. Like, if we could just try to get something like that going, that would be good, I think.
Yeah, it seems like, though, the reason why the mayor's bringing up the Minneapolis model and the Minnesota Stadium is because they have limited space.
Right.
We went through it before in the last segment. There are certain congressional restrictions, the 50 acres here, the 25 acres there.
Right.
So they're not going to be able to have these big parking lots.
Right. Let's go to Frank. He's got a little bit of a different take here. Frank, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yep.
I'm definitely an old school tailgating guy. Love it. Have to have it. But I can see, you know, definitely being downtown would be advantageous for the people coming from Virginia, where they've had to schlep all the way out to Landover. And I'm wondering if the newer generation would really appreciate that Minnesota model. And I can see why you would want to look at that, because you want to keep that fan base going long term. But for us guys have been around for a long time, we get there early in the morning. We don't have to worry about schlepping in an hour before the game time and fighting through that, because we're there early.
Mm-hmm.
So you're basically saying that the younger generation doesn't care as much about tailgating as somebody your age. Is that what you're?
It's starting to feel that way.
Okay.
You know, most of the people who've seen a parking lot are the people that have been around for decades who have, you know, suffered with Dan Snyder and you know what? I think I might just stay in the parking lot and forget the game. But yeah, I think the newer generation, I'm wondering if they'll pick it up. I hope that they do. I would love that they do. But this model with the Minnesota's got, they might really like that.
Did you go to games at RFK? I assume you did.
Yeah, years ago. Yeah, I went to games years ago when I was a kid.
Do you remember if people were tailgating in the parking lot? I assume they were.
I don't.
They were tailgating on the streets a lot. There was a trash issue.
Yeah.
My guess is a lot of
thanks,
right, thanks for the call, buddy.
A lot of youth, people in their mid-20s, they like the idea of a tailgate,
right?
But they don't want to go set one up themselves.
Right, I'm sure.
Get everyone together, organize who's bringing what, get there early enough to set up,
right?
Spend the time setting up, packing up. They just want to go to the tailgate, see their friends, and then go to the stadium.
I guarantee this is more important for the younger generation, and maybe even for the older generation.
Mm-hmm.
More important than tailgating, good Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah. Wi-Fi is super important.
Because all of them are on their phones.
Let's go to Ben. He's calling in from Silver Spring. Ben, you're out with the Junkies. Good morning.
I'm about as old school fan as you can get, although I gave my season tickets up a few years ago. And speaking about the last caller, a veteran of Lot 7 at RFK, and it was a phenomenal event. We had a great time. Same thing at FedUp Field. We had a really great tailgates. But, you know, and I was really pissed off when I heard about it last night on Grant's show, and I started thinking, wait a minute, maybe this isn't so bad after all. My kid lives in Baltimore, goes to Ravens games, they don't tailgate, they go to bars. And when they go to the bars, they see their same friends every week, and they decide which bar to go to. So I think it's going to be about the same. You'll still be able to hang out with your friends.
It's just more expensive. I think what I'm hearing from a lot of these callers is it's more expensive and you lose the freedom of bringing your grill, picking whatever you want, bringing your own beers. You're instead of lining up at a bar and spending, $11 for a beer.
Bars get crowded. Yeah. I mean, how are you going to guarantee you can get to the bar? I mean, These bars are packed.
Valdez, did you want to push back against Ben's?
Don't they tailgate?
In Baltimore?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've been to Ravens games. They definitely tailgate.
There's a billion lots. It's not a problem, but what makes it look like it's not some wasteland is that they're all under the 95 overpass.
Yeah, they're all tucked away.
Yeah, they're tucked away, so it doesn't look
kind of spread out, too, right?
But I remember going to a game. It's been a while, but there was definitely a huge tailgate in the parking lot.
You can go to bars. You can go in Fed Hill and drink your ass off if you want and then stumble into the stadium. Or you can go to Lot H, which is underneath the 95 overpass. Mm-hmm. Or you know what you can do is if you don't have a pass to do it, you go to Jimmy's Tailgate, where you pay a fee. You go in the parking lot.
Okay.
They have a band playing in there, and you eat whatever you want and drink whatever you want for like $150.
Sounds like a pretty good deal.
All right, so Ben was just completely wrong.
Let's go to Brandon. Brandon, you're on with the Jux. Good morning.
Good morning, man.
Hey, Brandon.
I hate the whole thing about going to D.C. if we can't have tailgating, man.
So you'd keep them in Landover then?
Keep them in Landover. I mean, I've gone several times over the past years with a huge group of people, and we got pissed off last year when we had the Titans game and we couldn't tailgate afterwards. And, I mean, you can have the best of both worlds. I mean, you can move the stadium closer in Landover, so that aspect's gone. And, you know, if you're coming in just to go to bars and crowds and all that, trying to go into a bar with a large crowd has always sucked.
Yeah, you don't want to go in with, like, 20 people. I can understand why you would want your own space, your own alcohol, your own food.
Yeah.
You can continue to chime in.
I think it's part of football.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. 800-636-1067 is the number, and that's the same number for the Junkies text line presented by Lido Pizza, local favorite since 1955. Serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads, Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. We're the Junkies, coming right back.